Good morning, A-Town. You know who it is. It's the Streets Morning Takeover on Streets 94.5. Second day update. Oh, man. Who's on the line this morning?
DeMarcus.
All right. What's up, DeMarcus? How can we help you, my brother?
And this is a girl I've been kicking it with for a little minute. But, lately she's been straying away. She hasn't really been answering my calls like she used to. She's not reaching out first like she used to sometimes. She's just been straying away. I don't really know what's up. I mean, we was going good for a minute, you know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, she just started straying. I have no idea what's up at all.
I got to ask you a question. Did you hit it?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I hit.
Did you hit it right?
Yeah, I hit it right. She came back, so I feel like I did.
So the only time that you guys stopped communication is after what moment? Did you go on a date and then she stopped talking to you? Was it a night you spent together and she stopped talking to you? What led up to that?
It was actually after one particular outing. It was a day we went out to eat. We went to the park. We were just walking around, having a conversation. And after that day, things just really hasn't been the same.
Damn. Okay. Yeah. So, what's her name?
Isis.
Isis.
What did you and Isis eat on this date?
We actually went out and we had Italian food.
Italian.
We went to Maggiano's.
Oh, I love Maggiano's. You took a little pasta to go home with?
Yeah, man.
You should have took her to vegan and she would have still been calling you.
No. Stop.
All right, DeMarcus, we're going to get Isis on the phone. All you got to do is be quiet, bro. Don't say nothing, no matter if she say something that sting you a little bit. Just hold it in the road. Don't even say nothing until we tell you, all right?
All right, cool.
All right. Ooh, Shawty, you might be right about this vegan thing. What if she don't eat, pasta?
She ain't eat none of it. She just threw it all down on the side of the table.
Or save both for the place for her sister at the house.
Ooh.
Okay, so let's just go.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Isis, please?
Who is this?
This is Mo Quick, Shawty, and Young Jock from the Streets Morning Takeover. We're calling on behalf.
What's up, y'all?
Yo, what I'm talking about.
Okay, then, girl. You lit this morning. Can you send us a couple shots of what you had this morning?
So, Isis, you've been summoned this morning by a man named DeMarcus.
DeMarcus.
Oh, no. Why'd you give him the
I mean, he's a good guy, but he just has some personal issues that he needs to work on before he tries to come for me because I'm all about growth, and he's just really stuck in the past, and I just really don't have time for that.
Is it like a girlfriend?
To let some people go. It's not his ex-girlfriend. It's his mother.
You want him to let his mom go, girl?
She's already dead. She's dead for 3 years.
Whoa. Don't say it like that. Now, that's somebody's mama you're talking about.
Harsh, but, every time we do something, it's mom this, mom that, mom this, mom that. It's like, damn, hello, I'm here. Did you not see this beautiful black queen in front of you?
Wow,
so you saying she's dead to you or she's dead and deceased?
She's deceased. She's no longer living on earth. Well,
why
are
you
spirit.
Talking about this lady?
Yeah, why are you having such little respect for the dead, Isis?
I don't have little respect for the dead. I just feel like he probably needs to go to some type of therapy to get some type of closure to learn how to heal with the death of his mother before he tries to date.
Wow.
Well, you sound like a professional. Why don't you help this man cope through the things what he's dealing with if he's such a good guy?
I mean, if he's going to pay me, yeah, that's cool.
What?
Pay? Oh, Lord, Isis. Okay, so listen, we actually have DeMarcus on the line. So, DeMarcus, I just first of all want to apologize for the loss of your mom. I can't imagine what you're going through, even if it was, 3 years ago. But apparently that's the reason Isis doesn't want to be with you anymore. I'm sure you heard everything.
Yeah. First of all, I appreciate your condolences. I think that's real messed up, though, Isis, because you know how that's affecting me. First of all, I mean, sometimes you need people in life to just help you cope with things. You know what I'm saying? I thought you was going to be that person. But you talking about just let it go, like you all cold-hearted, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of shit is that?
I mean, I'm not being cold-hearted, but I don't understand my purpose in your life. If I cook, you're comparing me to your mom. If we go to church, you're comparing me to your mom and how she dresses at church. If I wear a certain fragrance, you're comparing me to your mom. Like, it's just too much. Like, I understand that you don't have your mother, but, I'm sure your mother will want you to be in a successful relationship. And that's not happening because you haven't coped with her passing away 3 years ago.
Well,
the first thing is, she was a great woman, so if I'm comparing you to her, that must mean that you're great also. You feel me? So I'm seeing some of the good qualities in you that I saw in her.
No,
but you don't even see that,
positive,
though.
Let's not do and that. Then you come out. You know, all of it's not positive.
Come on. God dang, girl. I know Lucci got a song called Heartless, but I didn't know that you were going to be this heartless. Now, how you going to put a time span on when somebody's supposed to get over grieving, especially over their mom?
That's his mom. Like,
she cold blooded, bro.
I certainly do have a heart, but, you know, I want to grow with someone. Like, if he's not willing to take the necessary steps to learn how to cope with his mother's passing, we can't move forward.
I understand it's been 3 years, but honestly, think about if you lost someone extremely close to you, like your mom, your dad, your brother, your cousin. I mean, somebody who was really, really close to you. Even 3 years later, I'm sure you would still be thinking about that person. You know, you would still be.
I still think about people that I've lost in my life. All of us have lost people, but I know that the people that I lost would want me to, you know, continue to love and be here actively with the people that's here. You know, you can keep the memories and, you know, still cherish them, but you still have to move forward with your life. You can't stay stuck in the past.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
First woman in my life that I cared about since my mom, though. I think it's real messed up how you acting, though.
Hey, DeMarcus, let me say something to you, brother. You know, sometimes God will put certain things in front of you, certain people in front of you, and what you think is for you, it's really just to show you that it's not for you. And I'm not going to say that this woman is not for you, but with the current mindset that she has, I don't think she really truly understands, you know, how compassionate you're being right now about the situation. For you to even compare her to your mother, someone who is definitely the light in your life, who you're putting on the pedestal. If she can't see that, her eyes ain't open. Now, I heard her say a few seconds ago, she's looking for somebody that she can grow with. I don't think she's willing to grow just yet. I'm not saying she can't grow, but at this moment, she ain't ready for you, brother.
So with that being said, do you want the second date, DeMarcus, before we even ask Isis?
Nah, the hell with her. I don't want her.
Damn.
Hats off to you for that. Kudos.
That's cool with me.
We could tell.
You got no choice but to be cool.
We could tell, DeMarcus. She been cold from the jump. You can hear, we talking about your mama here. She's telling you to get over that. Like, come on. Hey, Town, exactly. You know what it is. You know what time it is, man. Second date update. Y'all got to call us. It's all about y'all and how you feel about this, man. Call us up 404-352-0945. Keep it locked. We're number one in the streets. It's Streets 94.5.